Ooh, bitch, you ain't shit.
Hey, y'all, I'm Queen Chickenhead.
And I'm Breezy the Gent.
And we are the You Ain't Shit Podcast.
Thank you again and again and again and always for listening every week. Appreciate it.
And putting up with our BS, because I know I am difficult at times, and I have a wild opinion, but, you know, it makes for good entertainment.
For sure. For sure. What's the day? How was your week?
My week was fine. No, it went by fast. Work went by fast. I love my new schedule, so I can't complain at all. I've been hooked watching Ray Donovan. I think I watched all of season 2 yesterday.
What is Ray Donovan about?
So without really giving away what it's about, it's pretty much a man who had a troubled past. And his troubled past was what kind of molded him. But I don't want to give too much out, because if I say something, it's going to ruin the story. Because the whole first season is about pretty much what the show is about. And then from there, it just evolves.
Okay.
Yeah, like, it involves him and all his whole family. Like, his siblings, his dad, his mom, and stuff like that. It's a very interesting show. I can say this. There's killing, which I love. There's crime, which I love. There's messy white people, which I love. It's just amazing. And they're from Boston. Well, the character's supposed to be from Boston. So y'all know I hate that accent, but Boston people are crazy. So I love it. It's really good. It's on Showtime. So that's what I've been binging lately.
Oh, Showtime. So yeah. It's like, what is it? Rated?
Rated R.
Or what is it on TV? 17 or NC-17 or whatever it is? Or is it just rated R?
I think it's R. Yeah, I'm 100% sure it's R.
Most of, I find that a lot of times when I'm looking for new shows to watch, the first thing that I look at is the rating.
Okay.
If it is, if
it says TV mature audience.
Okay, I'm with that.
Okay. Yeah.
A lot of shows, and there's definitely exceptions. Like, I'll definitely watch, like, the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, like, the new joint on Netflix, and Stranger Things. But that to say, when I look at the ratings and it's motherfucking TV 14 or anything like that, I'm not watching it.
Yeah, because you know it's not going to be, it's going to be, like, childish, grown, but yeah, right. It's just not.
Like, I'll read the plots, like, damn, this sounds like it's about to be decent. And then it's TV 14, it's like, oh, nobody's going to die. There's gonna be, I'm not going to watch this.
I'm gonna watch this. Like, you're not going to see any bloodshed, nothing like that. But this, yeah, mature audience, I love those rated shows. Because I know they about to give me a good time.
Me too.
And it's shocking because I found out about the show. Like, my sister used to watch it, but I never paid any mind. Then my mom used to always tell me about the show. Because she started probably, like, months ago, and she's finished it already.
Okay.
Is
it canceled?
No, I think it's just off right now.
Okay.
But she loves the show. She swears by it. And, like, she was so hyped when I told her I was, like, on season 3 already. So, yeah.
Now, ask that first, because a lot of, I don't know if anybody noticed, but, like, hella shows got canceled this year.
They did.
Like, hella shows. Lots of shows are not coming back. I just read a list of at least 20 shows that got canceled
this year. Yes. Yeah, they didn't mention anything. Like, the last episode for this show was January 19th this year.
Okay.
So, I don't know if they continue filming or what, but...
Well, I'm going to have to check that out. I've been...
Oh, it did get canceled.
Oh, damn. Did it get canceled this year?
Yep.
I thought I saw that damn name on the list.
In February. Yep.
I thought it sounded familiar. Because
season 8 was supposed to be the final season.
Okay.
But I guess because COVID and all that... So, whatever happened on the end of season 7 was the final season.
Yo, that's kind of crazy. Like, how it's just stopping the show on some of these shows. I didn't mean to, I guess, no pun intended, but it's stopping some of these shows.
Yeah, I mean.
In the middle of the story.
I mean, listen, it's been happening for years because the finale for Girlfriends was terrible. And I'm still
trying to figure out why. Like.
Same thing with Moesha. Like, what was all that?
Girlfriends was one of my favorite shows ever when it was out. And then I rewatched it again, like, season 1 to season 7 or 8, wherever they ended at, when they did it on Netflix or whatever. And I realized, still love the show.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that I didn't like Joan as much as I thought I did.
I know when I was younger.
I couldn't remember that much. I love Tracee Ellis Ross, so I'm like, oh yeah, I love Girlfriends, but no, like Joan's character was annoying,
and then the ending was annoying.
The ending was annoying. Like it wasn't after. I hate to say this because Tracee Ellis Ross is still like one of my favorite actresses, but. When Jill Marie Jones left...
Yes, the show was nothing once Tony left.
It was not funny. It was like... Nobody was funny.
The show was nothing.
Tony brought the comedic everything, like...
Yes, and it was crazy because they really started to focus more on Maya when she, like, her life started going up and up. I'm like, Maya's story has always been boring. Like, besides her cheating on Darnell...
And then she got back with Darnell then. Boring. Like,
so it was just like, oh, Jesus... And then she did the oh hell yes, and then she did the oh hell no, and I'm just like, oh my god. I'm like, alright, how much more of this can we take? And we already know Lynn is still not going to amount to anything, no matter how many degrees she has. Sis is still just freeloading. And then Joan is just, but Tony always gave us that oomph.
Like, yeah,
it was always something with her. Like, she lit. Oh my god,
I didn't realize it until rewatching it again and getting to that season where she was gone. Mm-hmm. When it first started, it's just like, where are the laughs? I didn't realize how funny Tony was until she was gone. Like, it was no laughs. Like, I laughed a little bit with some of Maya jokes, but not really.
And it was always the pettiness with Maya and Tony. Like, even though they became closer, it was still just that the little jabs here and there, and it was just like, that is really what made it funny.
Honestly, Tony jabs with everybody is what made it funny. She was quick with everybody. Favorite character.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, all I had to say, all these shows got canceled. I'm gonna check out Ray Donovan. That's another thing that I go off of, is how many seasons the show will last. Even if it is canceled, if it lasted for more than like 3 or 4 seasons, I'll watch it because it was worth renewing that many times. So
yeah,
might as well watch it.
And honestly, like for me, I didn't even realize I binged the whole season 2 yesterday until this morning.
A whole season.
When the last episode of season 2 had went off, I was like,
oh my gosh,
damn! I'm on season 3 already. I didn't realize it, and I was just like, damn, this show is so good. Like, it just flows. It's always some shit, but it's funny. It's really entertaining.
Definitely check that out. My week has been work, and I've been working on a music video. That's it. I've been binging on Scandal. Did I mention this yet?
No. So this is your first time watching Scandal?
First time.
Wow.
Because when Scandal was out, I didn't know much about the plot. I didn't know anything about the plot. Now that I'm watching it, I realize I didn't know anything about the plot. All I knew was that Olivia Pope was the president's mistress. And it's like, why do I want to see this black woman submit to this white man? Like, I didn't want to watch that show at that time.
She's more than just the mistress.
It's not at all what I thought it was. It's a great show. I understand why people was hooked on it now. Because I'm fucking hooked on it now all late.
Yes. Scandal was amazing.
We only on season 3. Into season 4.
I might say y'all don't have that long, though. Because Scandal was only on for, 6 seasons, I think?
6 or 7. One or the other. But, yeah. It's good. It's way better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Scandal had us all hooked. Had everybody hooked. And then right after that, that's when How Do We Get Away With Murder came. And that shit had everybody hooked too. So it was just like...
That got canceled. That was on the list of shows that got canceled.
Oh, I mean, How to Get Away With Murder. Ben was done though.
Ben, like, when did they get canceled? Was it this year?
Like, that was supposed to be... Whatever season got canceled was supposed to be the last season anyway, so... Because it was terrible. I didn't even watch the last 2 seasons. But yeah, it got stupid after. How to Get Away With Murder got stupid, so I stopped watching it.
I thought about checking that out, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, one Shonda Rhimes show that I say I'm still hooked on is Grey's Anatomy, even though I think it should have ended back in season 12.
Shonda Rhimes wrote How to Get Away With Murder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna check that out.
And then she wrote two other shows, but they never made it past like the first season.
I tried Grey's Anatomy. Maybe I'll try to get back into it.
Oh my goodness. Grey's Anatomy is amazing. It's really good. And for me, it's more so like the characters. And what I admire the most is the character development over the years with some of the main characters that are still there. So that, I think that's my favorite part of the whole show. But I think I'm tired of it because I'm tired of seeing COVID.
Excuse me, y'all.
And you know, Grey's Anatomy is a hospital show, and like they're doing COVID stuff, and I'm like, bring back the trees being stuck in people and people being stuck on poles together, and you having to kill one to save the other. Like, please, I just can't.
I mean, all of these shows now that's they got live people in it. Or, well, not even just live people. I feel like just all shows now are doing something or mentioning COVID in some way. Because it's all of our reality, so it got to be written into shows. SVU, they even, like, give us... Have you been watching a new episode? Do you watch...
I haven't watched SVU in years.
What?
It's just... I don't know. Mm. I already felt the way when... And, you know, Stabler left years ago. Yeah. I felt the way when he left, and then I tried it some more. And then the more I got into... I think I stopped watching after they tried to do the Chris Brown Rihanna thing.
Okay.
And I was just like, you know, I'm over this shit. And I started watching. But at that time, I was hooked on like Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Med.
Okay.
Then I started watching all three of those. So then it was just too much to catch up on. And then my favorite person died on Chicago Fire. So I was just like, I can't take this anymore.
Oh my gosh. Like all them shows.
Yeah, no. I just couldn't do it.
But yeah, well, the new episodes of SVU, because it's still coming on. Shout out to that, because I believe this might be the fun fact. It's either the first or the second longest running show
in the country. Yeah.
It's between them and The Simpsons, one or the other. One
The Simpsons is still number one. Because I'm watching The Simpsons. I watch The Simpsons at night on Disney Plus, and I'm on like season 15, and I'm just like, it's still... Season 15 still shows, like, the old animation of The Simpsons. We haven't even get up to
what they're doing now.
Right. So I'm just like, this is really a lot of freaking seasons of The Simpsons.
The Simpsons really, like, lasted a long-ass time. But the point of me bringing all this up is because the SVU episodes, they're showing us how the cops have to deal with things and investigations now that COVID is going on and stuff like that. Like, used to be where... A cop can go in the back of the EMT and question the person on the gurney. They can't do that no more because of COVID.
Yeah.
That's something I wouldn't have thought about without watching SVU.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
Can't do your job.
You know what show has made me appreciate it so much? Shameless. Because Shameless is also doing COVID there, but...
Shameless is back?
Yes, this is the final season.
Oh my gosh.
It started this week was episode 2.
Okay, good. I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I missing?
So tonight is episode 2, but of course I watched it already. And I love Shameless because
I'm excited.
Thank you. Everything I thought it would be is this is freaking amazing because of course they're taking it seriously, but they're not taking it seriously because it's them, it's the guys.
Yeah, they're still.
But like Frank has me cracking up. Shameless is just amazing. Shameless, I'm so sad it's the final season, but you know, they gave us a long run. This is what season 11. We had 11 long years with them. I love it.
I can't wait to get up on that. I'm so excited. I couldn't wait for it to come back.
Yeah. Yep. Shameless has not been
down.
That's amazing.
I'm excited about that. It was one more show that I wanted to mention, but now I don't even remember it.
Is it on TV right now?
Yeah.
I'm cracking up. I don't know.
Oh, another show that was talking about COVID. Blackish.
Were they? Oh, yes. Matter of fact, yes. Because, you know.
They talk about it every episode.
Yeah,
because
Bo's a doctor. So that means. Yo, I'm not going to lie. Like, the first episode when Junior. I think it was. I don't know if it was the first episode, first or two episodes. Junior and his girlfriend had a little picnic out in the back.
Yes.
And she had a fit. And I started cracking up. I was like, oh my God. But I understand. Because, you know, she sees it firsthand. But it's just like. I don't know. It's hard for me to keep up with Blackish, but if I find it on Hulu again, like, I'll be watching it. But
I don't want to get... Well, it's not that much to give away. Because you can still watch it and get what you want out of the show. But it was that episode. It's like they made a big deal, made Junior quarantine and all of that because of his girlfriend coming over. But, like, two episodes later, Pops and Ruby got married and had a whole wedding at the house.
Exactly. I said the same thing.
So, like, what are y'all talking about?
I'm like, because then y'all invited, y'all had family members that were there that don't even live in the house.
At all.
So, I said the same thing. I was just like, this doesn't even make sense. Like.
Okay, y'all. I see what y'all was trying to do about the COVID, but y'all slacking because y'all just had a whole wedding at your house.
Right.
And y'all concern wasn't COVID. I thought that was about to be the argument that they was having. And that wasn't even the argument they had about the people being in the house. But okay, Blackish. Thank you for bringing COVID to our attention. We all know what's going on. We all know.
There's so many good shows. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I think the quarantine as a whole... this whole year has allowed me to share a lot of shows that I've watched and give people, because I'm a big critic, and like I love TV shows and I love movies, but TV shows are like my big thing. So like when people always ask what can I watch, I'm telling, I be having a whole list down peg. I'm like, you gonna watch this and this on Netflix, this and this on Hulu, this and this on Apple TV has some amazing fucking shows and movies.
I've only watched, I think it might have been two shows or maybe just one show off of Apple TV that caught my interest. It was The Servant.
I've seen that.
I watched that.
The Servant was good. Good. What is it? The Morning Show was really good with Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston.
I thought about getting into that.
Defending Jacob is really good, which is actually a book. Ted Lasso is probably the funniest show I've ever seen in my life. Like, it's so good. And they have many more shows. But HBO and Showtime actually had really good limited series as well. Like, HBO had The Undoing, which was very interesting. And then Showtime now has a limited series called Your Honor featuring, Ryan Cranston? He's the judge. It's so good. So I think I'm going to start that next week. But yeah, so many shows have come about, and I really appreciate it. So everybody's taking advantage of it. I'm not mad at it at all.
Have you caught up on The Masked Singer? I don't want to keep talking about shows, but this is the last thing I'm
I did not see about. The finale.
The finale didn't happen yet.
Oh, so it's this week.
Yeah, they did some like stupid holiday sing along.
Oh God.
Yeah, I skip that.
So okay, so yes, I did. So the final three. Yeah.
Did you figure out that Leanne Rimes is the son?
Yeah, remember we talked about that, and I said I caught that she was a son, and then the alligator is Nick Carter. And then I said the mushroom is Childish Gambino.
I'm still not sure about that one.
I think he's been my guest all along since the first episode we've been introduced to the mushroom.
I'm gonna listen to it again after this episode, but I don't know.
I gotta go back and look at the clues. They have you know the stuff on YouTube. And all that way they break it down. So
right.
I'm gonna go back and look at the clues, but I am 100% sure he's the mushroom. But I could be wrong, because then I thought Popcorn was freaking Tina Turner, and then
Child was convinced that it was Tina Turner.
You couldn't tell me that it wasn't, but
I knew it was. I knew it was from episode one. I just knew.
Right. And then, you know, whatever.
And then it wasn't. Jenny knew her girlfriend, her little teen idol or whatever.
Right. Girl, bye. Don't nobody care.
Let's do a little foreplay.
So there's been a couple like random things that I've been seeing. The first thing, I just want to say RIP to Tony Lister. We just lost Tiny.
Oh, Debo.
Right. But Fabolous.
Oh, God.
Fabolous decided to comment because Zoe Dallas got shot last night. Or, well, not last night. This was, like, 4 days ago. Got shot 4 days ago. He's fine. He's not dead or anything. And Fabolous said on his Instagram, respectfully, being a rapper has become the most dangerous job in America. Black men are surviving the trenches. Constant battles in a war zone environment. Make something of themselves as artists. Become famous. Make millions of dollars. Change their lifestyle. And somehow still end up dead or in jail. So, for him to say that being a rapper has become the most dangerous job in America because they ended up dead and in jail, I really want to know the stats on that, because there's not that many rappers, like actual ones that make it and then get killed, for him to say that that's the most dangerous job. And there's so many dangerous jobs in America, like dangerous jobs that regular people have.
Okay. So here's my two cents on this. These people are not dying because they're rappers. They're dying because of the lifestyles they lived before they decided to become rappers.
Right.
That led up to them being rappers. Like, what? And then they decide to put it all in the music, like what they did, the life they live, like what, and that's how the shit just escalates from there. But they're not dying because they're rappers. So to say that the most dangerous job in America is being a rapper is false and ignorant.
Ignorant, like the most ignorant thing, one of the most ignorant things I've heard in a while, like the most dangerous job in America. Like, think about those words. That's a really strong statement to say when there are people dying every day just to save people from a fire. Being a firefighter is dangerous.
Yes, it is.
Being a cop is dangerous in America right now, being honest with you. But we're talking about being a rapper.
A fucking rapper. Sir, please stick to dressing poorly and your Dr. Seuss raps, because I just can't.
Gosh, is your life in danger? Like, please.
Like, fabulous. You know what? Never mind. I'm just going to leave it. Just leave your ignorant thoughts in the group chat, sir. I just cannot. And where are your friends?
Yo.
Where are your friends? Where are your people? Where is your woman? Mm-mm. Why are they allowing you to say these things on social media?
Don't mention her.
Why are they allowing you to say these ignorant things on social media? Can you like run these past people for a second before you actually put it out into the universe, put it out onto social media, and then now people looking at you? I don't know, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people probably think like you and probably agree with you, and I'm sorry to hear that.
Jim Jones was the first one to comment.
I'm not surprised.
Yo, out of both these niggas, like, what? How are we talking about here?
I'm not surprised. I am.
Jim Jones agreed, but besides that, that is, oh my gosh, it's so self-centered and like, so like out of touch to say some shit like that.
Yes,
like rappers to have the most dangerous job. Your wife probably has the most dangerous job in America. More dangerous than a rapper. Like, what are we talking about? Are they married?
I don't know. I don't know, but that did not have to make me laugh. Oh my god,
that's all I'm saying. Like, goodness.
Fabulous, man. Please. Like, you had more fish to fry than me. Again, these rappers are getting killed because of the lifestyles they live before they became rappers. Right. Big rappers.
Like, you're not being killed because you're a rapper.
Right.
You're being killed because you disrespected my man when you did this and that, or whatever it was. Oh, something a long time ago before you decided to get big.
Right. And like, not to bring it up and not to, like, you know, RIP to both of them, but MO3 got killed by people he was beefing with. King Vine was killed by somebody acquainted with who he was beefing with. Like, and that's all because of the life they were living. So right. It's like, he's what y'all call a shooter. He's known as a guy that's, you know, y'all can talk about him, at the end of the day, he see you, it was on site, he lost his life. So it's like, no, sorry, Fabulous. Did you lose your life because you're a rapper?
I'm just wondering.
Like, make it make sense, sir. I'm sorry. That's a very ignorant statement, and I don't like it at all. And a lot of you all, like, who actually look up the Fab, who like Fab, please reach out to this man. I'm sorry.
Like, to say, like, that being a rapper is dangerous, that doesn't make any sense at all. Because if I became a rapper today, I would not fear for my life.
No.
Because I wasn't involved in no gang shit. Like, I wasn't involved in no street shit, no gang shit. Like
today, it's like, and we see now a lot of members of gangs are becoming rappers, and you know, it's okay, I'm here for it.
You got something to rap about.
The bigger they become, the easier targets they are, and that's just is what it is.
It's depending on how you move,
right? So
I mean, I'm sure when Jay-Z was coming up, he had plenty of enemies.
He did.
He didn't get killed though, did he?
Jay-Z, right. He move a certain way. The bigger
my man
live
to see 50.
Yep.
Okay.
He about to be up. The bigger you become, the better you gotta move. It's a strategy. It's chess, not checkers. But okay.
And some people got the mentality where it's just like, I just got on and I don't want to be out of touch from my community. It's either I don't want to be out of touch from my community, or I'm going to show these niggas I'm still here. Like, right. One or the other.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like Nipsey Hussle. Like, he lost his life, but he was showing his community he was still there. It was different.
Yeah.
Then a nigga just going to his hood just because, you know, that used to be my hood. I don't give a fuck how much money I got.
Mm-mm. That's very true, too. Because I'm like, before, like, these new upcoming rappers, the rappers we grew up on, the ones that, you know, we were listening to in high school and all that, they out of touch as fuck to me. Because they get on and they move out their cities.
Look at Lil Wayne. He used to be a lot of our favorite rappers. If you're not still, you know, you can admit it. But, my man just met with Donald Trump, and he don't care about Black Lives Matter, so...
Lil Wayne is in... he is living in a whole nother dimension. And he's... I don't know. Pray for that man. Pray for that man and his locks. His dress.
He just got federal charges. Yeah. Gun charges or some shit like that.
Listen.
But I mean, with his pal Trump, he might...
I don't feel bad for the man. Mm-mm. He deserves.
But that's the point, though. Like, the out of touch.
Yes.
Like,
and he's not the only one. There are way too many celebrities, rappers, all that are out of touch. And it's sad to say, but that statement right there just to really prove how out of touch y'all really the fuck.
Like, way out of touch. So out of touch that I almost don't even want to listen to his music no more.
I don't know how y'all even listen to his music, but that's another
thing. I don't remember the last time, like, I heard a Fabulous song come onto my shuffle. But I probably wouldn't turn if, like, Youngin came on. But now I might. Now
I don't know.
Youngin is a good one.
I don't know if I'm laughing because I don't know what Youngin is.
What?
I told you.
That was one of his most popular songs ever. Like, that was when you thought Fabulous was about to go commercial and then it didn't happen.
Fabulous is not on a song with Lil Mo or Tamia or Jagged Edge.
Everybody was Harlem Shaking.
I don't know. How the bad can get. Woo woo.
There it is.
Oh, that's that song. I never knew the name of that song.
Youngin, holla back in the parentheses and shit.
Holla back, hard as shit. Yo, I remember that video because they were in the subway. Jesus.
Throwback, big ass throwback jerseys.
Wow. I'm holler. Okay. We can.
But I'm saying, like, that's maybe the only song I might not skip. All
right, I do like the song. Whatever the song is, Ball Drop. Is that the name of the song? It's the song with him in French. I like that song. It's the New Year song. That's my genre. But yeah. Anyway, stop it.
Yes, please. Like, if you don't know nothing, just don't say nothing. Like, please. For you to. Oh, gosh. Please do your research before you say things, people. Like, either do your research or ask a friend. Like, do something.
Or leave it in the group chat.
Right. Speaking of. You know what? This is a random thing that has nothing to do with Fab, but it was just this random thing I saw on Instagram of these white girls group chat talking about black boys.
I don't even want it.
And how they would do anything for a white girl because they fulfill all their fantasies. And one of the girls was like, I could pee in a black boy's mouth right now, but I wouldn't get away with that shit with a white guy. Black guys are so easy. Like, it was
what?
It was crazy. They was talking reckless.
I'm not, you know what?
And I'm for not me, it was just funny. Like, fuck it. You know, that's what they.
And I believe it. I believe it because those people that y'all love, that mm-hmm. you black men love, they really have y'all by the balls, and y'all really don't know it. Y'all don't see it because y'all just so fucking blind. But we could talk about that another. Because it's going to make me mad.
One of them was like, I would sleep with a black guy. I would even date him for a little while, but never marry.
Yep, see?
Well, ain't the first time I heard some shit like that. I heard a white guy say that before.
And that's okay, you know? That is okay. Nobody want to, like, marry a pale ass either.
Just a quickie.
Now, I was having over these last 2 weeks or so, I was having conversations with people, and one of the conversations where we were talking about scents and smells. So we got into the conversation of what smells or scents remind you of sex, like maybe a flashback or make you want to have sex. Like, are there any scents or smells that just remind you of sex or make you want to have sex?
For me personally, still gotta think hard about it, because right away, like, it's a no. The smell isn't like the top of the list of scents when it comes to sex for me. Like, that's not one of the top scents. Like,
so there's nothing
senses
that if you smelled it, you'll be like, damn, I remember that person, or you'd be like, nothing?
No.
Oh my goodness.
Nope. And I'm honestly not even that fucking intuitive. So for me to remember what somebody smelled like is like something I would never do. Like, whew, if I didn't live with my girlfriend, I wouldn't know what she wears today. Like, I wouldn't know.
Oh my goodness.
So no.
Wow.
I guess I'm just bad or whatever. Like,
no,
I don't know.
See, because this is funny. Like, I'm big on scents. I'm big on smells. Like, ooh, I don't know what it is, but y'all niggas be wearing. It's not eggs, because I fucking hate the smell of eggs. Mm-hmm. I know it's not eggs. But one day, this man walked by me. He smelled so fucking good. And immediately, I had a flashback. me and this guy that I used to talk to, I used to just love hugging. And I'm not a hugger. I used to love just hugging him and sniffing his neck and shit. Because oh my God.
Weirdo.
So when the man walked by me, oh my God, my knees almost buckled, child.
Girl, did you get his number?
No, he was white. If he was what black, I mean.
You ain't never.
No.
We'll say that. We gotta save that, because yes, what?
We're gonna table that conversation. And they've been there. We're gonna table that conversation.
Wow.
But oh my God. So all right, there are a number of scents that I love. Okay. So my newest one is Palo Santo. So I have Palo Santo sticks.
He just ran out the room.
You didn't see him. Oh. So I had Palo Santo sticks, and anytime I'm about to have sex or something like that, I always burn it. Okay. And then, you know, because I don't know, it's something about Palo Santo, it's just so sexy to me.
Okay.
And I love it. And then I always have, like, I have a candle that has like eucalyptus, because you know eucalyptus is good for energy.
Mm-hmm.
And lavender. Oh my God. Those two together with the Palo Santo, I don't know what it is, but baby, it gets mama going.
I'm just not relating scents to sex. It's just, I don't know. I've never gotten that intricate with it. Like, for me, the most times that I have like any type of thought or flashback or whatever is music. I relate sex to music more than I relate sex to scents. And it's not even about, it's not like, oh, we were listening to this while we were doing this. Like, it'll be a certain like theme to the song or a certain lyric or whatever it is, and that's what takes me there. Like, it'll be music.
No, I get that. Like, I also incorporate music with sex, but it's just like, I don't know. It's just, I think because I get all into it, like, I set a mood.
That's what it sounds like.
For most times, like, for most people, most of my partners, I've set a mood. Depending on how I feel, I might put laundry and everything going. But I'm big on how the area that we're going to use to have sex, I'm big on how it smells. Because to me, some smells, like, I don't know, it's just sexy. It's hard to explain. It's just,
Yeah, see, no, I do understand, like, smells being sexy, because I can, like, remember me, like, when people smell good, I always compliment that, mm-hmm. but it just doesn't stick. Like, that's not the thing that sticks for me. Like, okay, I know that this person smells good all the time, but it's not like, oh, I smell this. I know what this is. Yeah. Like, I couldn't pinpoint the scent for you, but when I smell them, it's just like, oh, you smell good.
Oh, my goodness. No, I don't know. Scents just make me really excited. Like, if somebody smells, oh, my God. If a man smells amazing, I get riled up. I do. I get really riled up, and then I'm just like, I just want to jump his bones.
Fun fact. Well, oh, shit. You don't even like this nigga. And you know I'm so excited and I want one. Drake releasing candles that smell like him. I'm so excited.
God.
I wonder what he smell like. I'm curious. He's probably smells so good.
You know what's crazy? I was curious when Erykah Badu released those incense that smell like. I'm curious. I'm just like, oh, mom. I'm like, her pussy probably smell like mine. Wow, are you serious?
My,
I am jealous. How do they smell?
My girlfriend is like I am with Beyonce. This is how she is with Erykah Badu.
So I love
she
her had even to get more. These. I love her even more. So I'm not gonna lie. When they first came out, a guy had he made a video. In the video, he was eating an incense.
Oh my gosh, boy! People play too much.
When I said this nigga was, he had me cranking. He was like, "Oh, this smells good."
People really play too
much.
He
said it smelled good, and he gonna start putting this shit in his mouth. And he really ate out for. Oh my fucking god!
And she likes them every so often, but because they like, it's not like you can go and go buy them right now. So she's trying to hold on to them and save them.
I'm
not going to light one right now, but you could definitely smell them.
I was going to say, can I smell them? That's absolutely. All I really want to do is just smell them. Like, I don't know. Oh,
and she came out with two. So she got the
See, I didn't know. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Oh, this smells so fucking good.
So there you go. You smell some Badu pussy today.
Oh, my God. This one smells so fucking good. Oh, my God.
They do smell good, though. They're lit.
Now I see why all her or Erykah Badu baby fathers
going crazy.
Damn,
they lit.
You know
I
what?
Like when she light them.
I'm not surprised at all. That smell good as shit. Yeah, girl, we smell the same, boo.
So yeah, them Drake candles.
Nobody wants to smell his musty balls, please.
Don't do that to Drizzy.
Nobody wants to smell no Drake musty balls. If you don't get out of here.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be interesting. I mean, I feel like they're going to sell out because it's going to be girls just like me that can't wait to smell what they smell like.
Oh, Lord.
What's your relationship status? That is.
So I've been, after watching a lot of shows and movies, I've been thinking, do you think how you were raised has played a role in your current relationship or any relationship you've been in?
Yes.
And how so?
I believe your environment, I believe your environment has a lot to do with your person. Like, is yourself, like, what you're accustomed to would be what you first exhibit before you learn anything else, because that's the first thing that you're learning.
Okay.
So you can evolve and learn different things, but I feel like first go round of getting off the leash and out from around your family and having a trying to grow a relationship is what you're used to.
Okay. So, like, growing up, have you ever had any positive examples of, like, good relationships, like marriages or even just good relationships as a whole?
No. No, Mari.
Wait, because the way you just leaned into
me. Just wanted to make sure everybody heard that. That's a no, Mari. To think about immediate family, my grandparents, they were together until they died, but I was very young when they died. I was under 10 when both of them died. Okay. I think. You know what? I might have been at least 12 when my grandpa died, but or grandma. Either way, I was young enough to not really know their relationship that much because I wasn't that, like, I wasn't the grandkid that was under them all the time. I loved my grandparents, and I was close enough to them, like,
yeah,
like that, but still not enough to know their loving relationship. And then my other grandparents, I don't know anything about. My parents got divorced. My mom got remarried, and her husband wasn't shit. Mm-hmm. And my dad's been single this whole time, so no, I don't really have any. I haven't had anything around me to set any great examples.
So how do you think, how do you think, as far as your relationship now, how do you think, like, that's progressing based off of your lack of, I guess you can say, like, good examples of strong relationships or good relationships?
I've never really given that much thought because I feel like my mind was always clear and open, so I wasn't a torn kid, or like I didn't have a problem with my parents getting divorced. Like it might have affected me some type of subconscious way that I couldn't tell you right now, but I couldn't say that I was sad or I ever sat in my room and thought like, damn, I wish my parents were together. Like, you know what? I'm sorry to make that voice because there are some people that really, you know, they feel that way. So, okay, cool, great. But I didn't feel that way.
Just took me out, but oh my god,
I never pined over their relationship being over. Honestly, the way this shit went down, like, I barely even knew it was over. Like,
oh shit,
if I break down, maybe I can. Well, just a quick little thing. I was a kid that had uncles that were not my uncles.
Mm-hmm.
Until the guy that my mom was seeing and telling me not to tell my dad about, she ended up marrying, and I didn't know that they were married or that my parents got divorced until, because my mom leaving out was mm-hmm. so regular.
Okay.
I didn't know they were divorced. She was just gone, or she was just taking us, or whatever the situation was, until she got married and I moved up to the suburbs with her and her new husband. I'm seeing wedding pictures. I thought this was just her boyfriend.
Oh shit.
They're married. And I'm like, you got divorced from my dad? When did that happen? I was 14. Nobody told me.
I guess they probably just,
so they broke it to me like that. I saw fucking wedding pictures. That was how I found out that my parents got divorced. Nobody told me. My sister knew, apparently, but
maybe you were just young and they probably just figured, you know, let's just not tell her. Maybe she won't understand. I don't know.
I mean, the way I found out was irking, but other than that, like, them getting divorced just by the pattern of their relationship, it wasn't no thing because they was barely together, and when they was together, it wasn't good, so.
Yeah. Okay. No. I can't.
How about you?
I know, and I'm sitting here thinking, like, I can say, by the time I was old enough to understand, my grandmom and grandfather, if I can remember them when my grandfather was alive, I think they had a good enough relationship. It wasn't until I got older that I realized the dynamic of their actual marriage. But from what I seen when I was older, my grandfather, he was bedridden, so, and it was just him and my grandma living in the house. So, of course, my grandma's the only one taking care of him. So I saw that, and I kind of got my nurturing as far as, like, when I have partners, like, when I'm in relationships, I am, like, I care, like, I take care of my partner, no matter the sense that is taken. And I also view that with my mom, with my stepdad. My mom is the breadwinner. So she's always been, like, but even though she was a breadwinner, she was still the one, like, she was still the regular mother, regular wife, the home, you know, the old school wife. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I kind of get that from her as well. Seeing it, I never saw nothing with it. Like, my stepdad always respected her. And I guess, in a sense, like, to help my stepdad not feel a way about her being the breadwinner, she still would do, like, quote-unquote wifely duties.
Okay.
And whatever. And I get that, but I think what I really adapted from their marriage is the space. Because they did not live in the same house.
Hmm.
So...
That's interesting.
Yeah. And I, and to this day, I love that whole concept. And it helped their relationship. Like, it was reasons why they didn't live in the same house together for so me. Like, my mom didn't want to be away from me. Even though I was like, in high school and all that, she still wanted to be with me during the week to make sure I was good, to make sure that I didn't need anything. Because she didn't want it to be my brother and sister's responsibility because I'm not their child.
Right.
And because I lived so close to the house that I grew up in, my school was so close to that house. And she worked close to that house, so she was like, it's no point in her going to her new home because it's more of a commute. We both got to wake up early. It's just too much.
Right. It just makes more sense for her to stay where she was.
Yeah, and the thing was, we saw my stepdad every day. So, but I've grown to learn how important it is to have space. And with my past relationships and even with my situation with Old Bay, it's just like, everybody was clingy. And that's because, like, my very first boyfriend, his parents are still married. They always been together. They live in a house together. So he didn't understand the concept of space.
Mm-hmm.
And then my second relationship, he only lived with his mom. He didn't have a good relationship with his dad. It was like he wanted, in his mind, he had an ideal thing as a family and a relationship. They should be together, like, under one roof and all that. And
okay.
At one point, I got it, and I was okay with it, but then as I got older, I'm like, no, this is, I feel like I'm being suffocated, because I'm like, I have no space, I want to be my own individual person, right. I want to be my own individual thing, and it would be a time, like, I would go with my friends, and he wouldn't, and I'm just like, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm not going to be, and that's the thing, like, and I don't like the whole texting me while I'm out. Either, and that's what was going on. So I feel like I will say, as far as that goes, I did have a quote unquote good examples, but I think it also had a lot of room for improvement. Like, things could have been better.
Right.
And then years went on after my stepdad passed, and I learned more things. I'm just like, okay, shit started to make sense, and everything's starting to add up. But now, when as a kid, it was weird because my mom didn't get married to my stepdad until I was about, like, 9.
Okay.
And before then, I always felt some type of way because my dad died when I was 1. And then my siblings, they had their dad, but he kind of took care of me like I was his, too. But I knew, in the back of my head, I knew I'm not your child. But it wasn't no ill will, but I always wanted to know, like, how it felt to be in a home dynamic with your mother and your father.
Right.
And then I always used to think, like, what if my dad was still alive? How would it be? I know my mom did tell me, like, they weren't together by the time I was born or whatever. But I just always wanted to know, like, how the dynamic would have changed. I wouldn't change anything, honestly.
Yeah, me neither. I have no, like, even with all the shit that I feel like I've been through, that I didn't even realize that I was going through it until you become an adult and you start sharing your experiences with your friends. And
yeah.
It's like, oh, you went, that's what happened?
Right.
I'm like, I thought it was regular. Like, this shit happened all the time.
Yeah, and it's
so
funny.
For me, like, I don't have no ill will about anything.
Right.
Like, I appreciate the way my parents brought me up and the values I got from both of them. So I don't have no problems with anything. And I mean, they're both still alive and still in my life, still divorced and still, I'm not even going to never mind. They're still getting on my nerves, but I love them both so much.
No, that's funny. And it's kind of funny because I brought this up on Twitter before. And I mentioned that my mom and my stepdad were married up until the day he passed, living in separate houses. And it worked for them. And people were like, what? That don't even make sense. I'm like, it doesn't make sense to you. But I'm like, it made absolute sense to them.
Right.
I'm like, and I noticed that a lot of people, their biggest problem is financial. I'm like, yes. I'm like, it didn't make sense for you financially because you cannot afford it financially. I mean, I'm like, they could. I'm like, my mother was fortunate enough to be able to afford that. And the same with my stepdad. Like, he was able to upkeep the house and everything. And I'm like, what difference did it make? I'm like, they could afford it. What was the problem? I'm like,
it's to save a little, like.
Exactly. And I'm like, y'all don't understand. In the house that I grew up in, my siblings were still living there. So it's not that my mom had to pay bills at both homes. No. She paid a portion here and a portion there. And it worked. On top of still, I'm like, it was just, if it works for you, do it.
Right.
And that's just how I look at it. So now I say, like, if I don't know if I'm ever going to get married, but if I do, that would be something to think about.
Okay.
Something to think about. Like, I'm not saying it has to be. Like, I'm okay with even us living under the same roof, but just know, if I need my space, I need my space.
You heard her first, future husband, partner, whatever you're about to be.
If I need my space, I need my space. And
what they calling each other now? Life partners? Will and Jada?
Yes, I like that term, too. Life partners.
Go. Get you a life
partner. And that's the thing. Like, we don't even have to be legally bound to each other to be together. We do not have to be legally bound to each other to be together. Like, you could be my life partner. We do not have to have a marriage certificate to say that.
I mean, there is a such thing as common law, so after a certain amount of years, it's already there.
I know back then it used to be like 10 years, but it might be a little bit longer, it's less now.
Don't give me the line, because I almost think it's less, but...
Okay. Shoot, even better.
Right. Don't got to put that much time in.
Yeah, the only problem is, and I always said that, the only problem with that is, say if, like, something tragic happens, and then, like, You or your partner are on life support, and then you can't make that final decision.
Nothing.
You can't make that final decision. So that's the only thing. But, you know, it is what it is. You can still get policies on them, I think.
I mean, and for things like that, if you don't want to get, like, married, you could still... I'm wondering if straight people can be, like, domestic partners, or is that specifically for...
I don't know. That's something to think about.
I mean, you can legally be that, and that's how you would get those type of rights without being married.
Let me see if I can look that up real fast. Because that would make sense, though. Yeah. It says a domestic partnership is an interpersonal relationship between two individuals who live together and share a common domestic life, but are not married. So, yeah, it could be anybody.
Okay.
Yep, it says people in domestic partnerships receive benefits that guarantee right of survivorship, hospital visitation, and others. Okay, there we go.
Found it. Yeah. Found a loophole. I don't want to get married. We can be domestic partners, baby.
What? It says, how long do you have to live together for a domestic partnership? It says, live together not currently in a domestic partnership, civil union, or marriage with a different person. Mutually responsible, fiscally and legally, for each other, and an intimate, committed relationship of at least 6 months. Oh. It's lit.
Yeah, there's
no
time, right?
It's lit. I found my loophole.
Right.
But no, I really think... So we both agree that your upbringing can certainly...
I think that it can, but did the way, the exact way that I was brought up, do I feel like it directly affected the way that I go about my intimate relationships?
No.
Yeah. No, if anything, I did learn, like, things that I shouldn't do.
That too, yeah.
So that's always a lesson. Mm. But yeah, no, because again, I always read. Like, I was just always reading a bunch of different shit. So I taught myself different concepts and shit like that. And then, I don't know. It just got easy.
Yeah. No,
adapting came easy.
I think that's the biggest thing. Because a lot of people go into relationships with the idea of, if their parents were together, this is how we have to be.
Right.
And you can't go in it. I don't want to tell people how to do things, but I suggest not going into anything with any expectations, because then it's going to make a lot of things difficult. So, like, going into saying if you're, you guys are getting married or in a relationship leading towards marriage, and you're like, well, my parents are together, so we can't get divorced, or this can't happen,
right?
If things can't be this way. And I'm just like, your parents, I'm like, a lot of people do not understand the struggles that your parents actually got through to still be married. Because I'm like, it could have obviously and easily been times where they were separated and you just didn't know. Right. Where they were divorced and you just didn't know, or on the verge of getting divorced and just kept it a secret. Like, in terms of, like, your parents, like, they got divorced, but you didn't know.
I had no idea.
And if your mother never got remarried or anything, you probably still wouldn't have known.
Not at all.
So, yeah, just, it's good to have, to use your parents as a guide, but not as a cheat code. Because that's just not what it is. Every relationship is different.
For sure. Every person is different, so you really can't go up that shit, like... You gotta learn your person.
Yeah, and we're definitely in different times. Back then, it was easier to do things. It was quote unquote easier to do things, have secret lives. Today is not, so.
Right.
It's time for the You Ain't Shit playlist. Play.
All right, so this week for the playlist, I will be adding. Fuck the World by Brent Faiyaz, formerly known as Sonder. This is my damn song. I don't know why it took me so long to put this song on there. This is really...
I feel like I have that song in my library, but I couldn't tell you what it sounds like right now.
Really? Oh my goodness. I was just so early. I was like, why have I not put this on a playlist yet? Like, what the fuck? So yes, Brent Faiyaz, because most of his music is... pretty much, You Ain't Shit. I love him.
My first entry is going to be Eat Itself by Juicy Fruit. It's a good song. It's from the Insecure soundtrack.
That song tickles me fancy.
Woo. But it's pretty straight to the point. Like, I mean, the title says it for itself.
Okay, if you can't read between the lines, then I don't know what to tell you, bro. And my final submission for the week is going to be two of my goofy faves, Trickin' Ass Nigga by Moneybagg Yo and Black Youngster.
Okay.
I've been going back and forth about putting this song on a playlist. And I'm like, you know what? I just gotta do it. Let me just do it, because every time I hear this song, I start dying. I'm like, these niggas really ain't shit. But they, I mean, who don't like a tricking ass nigga? I mean, these niggas don't, but I do.
I mean, most women now do, so.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Isn't what the all these rappers is rapping about?
Child. Rapping about, but they fronting. Fronting right. Acting like they don't do it.
My last entry is gonna be Death by Trippie Redd featuring DaBaby.
This song is surprisingly actually good.
It gets me hype. I like it. I hope it gets y'all hype too.
Yeah, like, I was shy. I was like, what is this? And I'm not a Trippie Redd fan, but this song is actually really good. I ain't mad at it. All right, y'all, that's it for this week. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Clubhouse at Queen Chickenhead.
And don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Clubhouse at Breezy the Gent. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at You Ain't Shit Pod, on Instagram at You Ain't Shit Podcast, and email us if you have any questions, if you'd like to get any advice, or if you'd like to share a story. You can email us at youaintpodcast@gmail.com.
Ooh, sis got it down this week.
I told y'all I was going to write a list, and I was going to get it right and never get it wrong again.
I finally remember, so I was like, yep, there we go. But thanks again for tuning in this week, y'all. See you later. Bye.
Ooh, bitch, you ain't shit.